Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
What'd you do this weekend, Bert?
It's sort of like my birthday is tomorrow, so we did family birthday on Friday night. And for my birthday, we went to go see How to Train a Dragon.
Nice.
I really wanted to see that movie.
That was the one that
you've been on your
list.
You already see it?
Yes. This is the second time, but this is 3D.
Oh,
okay. Different.
Yeah, so we did that together as a family on Friday night for my birthday.
How to Train a Dragon. How long until they make a porn out of that?
How to Train His Dragon. And on Saturday night, Stacy had a surprise for me. We went over to the mansion, spent the night there, and got a couples massage on Saturday night, which was cool.
Who was the other person that the massage with?
Well, it's a couples massage, so a couple massages you, and then you massage another couple.
Oh, it's one of those.
You know, I
just think a little differently at the
happy
mansion.
Happy birthday.
I've seen that section
on Craigslist. Put a pineapple outside the door, yeah.
So that was really the weekend right there. I'm going low-key this year. First, Stacy's has a big birthday coming up in May, and I'm just not feeling celebrating a huge birthday this year.
Are you, like, feeling resistant to your age, or is it just, like, because it's not a big number, you don't really care?
Yeah, you know, I had a talk with my dad about this the other day, and he told me...
Oh, you're talking? I'm sorry.
Wait,
hold on.
Yeah, my dad and I have been talking a lot lately.
That's a sentence you have really never said.
Well, I told you guys that we reconnected a couple of months ago. I did tell you that.
Nope.
I didn't?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You sure?
Oh, kind of forgot
nice.
About that one.
You left it out.
Didn't think you were speaking to either parent right now.
Yeah. Mom is in solitary confinement. Dad and I are working on it now, though. Yeah. So we're probably talking to each other once a week.
Wow.
Really?
He's got plans to come out over the summer and hang with the family and everything. So we're working on that.
Okay.
So this weekend we were talking about age and stuff, and he's 73, and he's in bad shape. He's got emphysema. He's got an oxygen tank tied to his back right now. And we were laughing. He's going on a cruise, and we were laughing about him being in his bathing suit with an oxygen tank on his back, which is a real hot look. And he said to me that, you know, it doesn't matter how old you get. Your mind never catches up to your body. Your mind always thinks you're younger than you are, and that never, ever, ever goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So even at 73, he gets up in the morning, and he thinks that he's healthy, and he can run, and he can do all these things. But then he remembers he's got to tote around an oxygen mask, you know. And this is really the first year that I'm celebrating a birthday where I feel my age, I think because of the knee, and I feel old. Like, my body feels banged up. I'm 43 tomorrow, and I feel like I'm 60-something. Like, I haven't been able to work out in weeks. The knee sort of it's just taken everything off balance on your body when you're on crutches for 4 weeks. So my back is hurting, and my ass is hurting, and I just feel old this week. So I haven't really felt, like, the need to go out and celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel old. I'm ready for Kevorkian to come in and just let me
go. You're going to be 43 tomorrow, but I think that you're typically a young 43.
Well,
like,
we were kind of talking about it
over the weekend about different people. Like, you can know people who are like 50 and they're a young 50, or you can know people who are 50 and they've got like one foot in the grave
right.
And they just like, oh, they can't do anything anymore. And like, they almost use this as an excuse.
Uh-huh.
But they were that way at 25.
They might have been.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Like,
it's
a personality.
People,
yeah.
I don't look at Bert as a young 47. Or how old are you?
25.
Right. I look at you as an old 25.
I think I'm just feeling it this year. You know, I think like mentally I was out there ready to go play soccer. So I started playing with younger people and I got jacked up. So I just feel like I feel the number. Normally, I don't feel the number, and this year I just feel that number.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Hey, Stacy, good morning. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that I love you guys, of course. And you completely did not tell us that you've been talking to your dad.
I didn't. I never mentioned it to
no.
you guys. Really?
No. That's the first time.
Forgot that one.
Yeah. When did it all start? It was a couple of months ago. Well, let's get into this then for a second. A couple of months ago. Must have been about 5 months ago. And I've been seeing a therapist for all this, you know? Still trying to deal with this crap. There's another reason I can't believe I'm dealing with some of these kid issues at 43 years old. It just seems ridiculous to me. So, you know.
Some people never deal with them.
That's what my therapist said. So yeah, I called my dad.
I'm in the wrong profession.
Yeah, but Jen didn't charge you $200 an hour to tell you that.
Or maybe she did. So yeah, I called my dad up a couple of months ago, and you know, I put it out all on the table, man. I'm like, you know, this is where I'm at, Dad. You know, I know that you're calling a lot here, but I'm just, I just got this wall up, man. I mean, it's been a lot of years of you doing some pretty bad things and hurting me and hurting my family, and I know what you're trying to do, and I want to be there with you, man, but my heart's just not in it. So we talked on the phone for about 45 minutes, and he said something to me, and he's like, Bert, I have been apologizing to you for 25 or 30 years now. I didn't tell you guys any of this?
No.
He said, I've been apologizing to you now for 25 years. I've told you, I know I was a crappy father. I know I haven't been there for you. I know, but there's nothing else I can do about it at this point. I am so sorry. What do I have to do? And we talked for about 30 minutes more, and I sort of unleashed on him a little bit and just kind of piled on. And he's like, is that it? Because I really feel like I want to move forward in this relationship. He said, I'm 73 years old. I know I don't have a whole hell of a lot of time left, but I'd like to make it right now. So what else do I got to do? That was pretty much it. So we talk every week. And I still feel a wall up whenever we talk, but it's starting to come down now. Like, I almost tweeted this weekend that I just got off the phone with my dad, and I laughed the whole time. And that's the first time in 20-something years that has ever happened. He had me in stitches this weekend.
Well, just say, if you had done that, I would have gone to bed earlier Sunday night thinking that you were back on the pain pills. I'm like, well, Bert's out Monday.
It might be a dream. I don't know. But there's always a part of me that will always have sort of my arm up, keeping them at arm's length. But I'm just doing the best I can in this relationship, and that's really where we're at right now.
Do you think that that's a result of the therapy, your openness to it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely.
I just wondered if you thought it was working.
Yeah, I think so, in that area for sure. So that's where I'm at with my dad.
That's cool.
That's great.
And it's just strange to have somebody that you can actually, like most of you guys probably have gone to your dad for advice and stuff before, and I wasn't calling him to talk about my age. He just, for the first time maybe in my life, said something that made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happened to be about growing older and always thinking that your body can do things that you just can't do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a cool conversation. So that might have been a birthday present in itself right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it was a cool week. I can't believe I haven't told you guys about any of that.
No. I think the cool part is you're not going to repeat those patterns with your sons.
No, I'm going the other way with it. Totally the other way with it. All right, Christine is on hold. Hey, Christine, can we get to you here in a couple of minutes so we can hear about your weekend with your brother?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hold on one sec, all right?
Okay.
All right, we still got to catch up with her. I could have sworn I told you guys a story.
I know, you're so
fascinated.
People
are calling saying I did tell the story.
No, they're not.
Yeah, hey, Joy.
Hey, Bert, how you doing?
I'm okay.
When did he tell the story?
I'm your number one fan. You did mention this a couple of months ago. I think Jeff was in negotiation. Melissa was on the couch in Farmville and whatever else was going on. But you did, because I was pumping gas at QT. And I said, there you go.
Oh, Joy,
I would have been in the barn in Farmville, not on the couch. Right. So your story is not correct.
Joy, I'm not sure if you heard this update, but everything that happened while I wasn't here never really happened.
The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.